And that's a beautiful Christmas sound there. And that brings us to our next guest. I'm very excited about this, actually. It wouldn't be in Christmas in Sydney without the iconic Carols in the Domain. And it's on again this Saturday night. And there will be another stellar lineup, including The Wiggles, Samantha Jade, Justice Crew, and the entire Sound of Music cast. I'm going to the opening of that tonight. Can't wait. It's always a great family event. You can head on down to the Domain to watch it on Saturday night, or from the comfort of your lounge, watch it on Channel 7. Another of those performing is Mark Vincent. Mark won Australia's Got Talent in 2009, and he's been on an incredible journey since then with several albums to his name. This will be his seventh consecutive appearance at Carols in the Domain. We'll speak to Mark in just a moment, but here is a little taste of what he has in store from last year's Carols. Mark Vincent joins us now on the line. That's just beautiful, Mark. Good morning and thank you for being with us.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Oh, the Holy City. Like, that song now has become a tradition at Carols. I've been doing it almost every year because, funny enough, I get letters from people saying, Mark, make sure that when you do Carols in the Domain that you sing the Holy City.
There you go.
It's kind of become like a signature song for Carols. So I'm glad you played that.
Oh.
It's really loved by people, that song.
Our pleasure, and it certainly is. It's not the actually, this Saturday night won't be your first public appearance singing in Sydney this week. You performed at the Lindt Cafe Memorial Commemoration earlier in the week at Martin Place. What was that like for you?
Look, it was such mixed emotions. I tell you, even when I got there earlier in the day, there was people waiting around putting flowers, you know, at Lindt Cafe. And for me, and I say this humbly, for me to be, you know, getting chosen to perform at Martin Place to pay tribute for those two people who lost their lives at the siege, I felt very honoured, you know, because I think for all of us that time last year was a very tragic time that happened to Australia and Sydney. And when I sang, because I sang a beautiful Italian song called Melodrama, and funny enough, a bit of history about that, the gentleman who died in Lindt Cafe, he loved Andrea Bocelli. And that was his favourite song. So it was requested from the family that I would do that. So it was it wasn't an easy gig for me to do because I remember when I was singing that song, I saw the front row of people and it was just so much emotion in the audience. And when you're singing and you're seeing that, it's hard. But look, it's something that I really felt honoured to do. And I think it's a moment that honestly that I'll never forget, really.
Well, you're part of, as we've said so often in the last couple of days, a very appropriate and moving ceremony, Mark. I think everyone who played a role in that did an extraordinary job. Talking about Carols now, a very different, obviously, situation, and one that, as Ange said, you've been to many times now, I think 7 years. What is it that's so great about the Carols in the Domain? I know that the scope of the event is large, and it's only once a year.
Well, look, you're right, because there's so many people. Like, you go to Domain and there's about at least 60,000 people in the crowd. And remember, you've got all the people watching at home. But I think the most precious thing for me that I love about Carols is to see how we're all like a family backstage. Because remember, you have the same crew, the same orchestra, and really the same artists, the majority of the artists that come and perform back every year, like the Wiggles, you know, and as myself, Samantha Jade, you know, because backstage, you know, we are all one, and I mean that. And I get to work with some amazing people like Graham, who conducts the orchestra every year, and we actually start at the same time, and he does such a terrific job doing it. Then you have Shauna backstage from Channel 7, who she works extremely hard to put this whole event together, because it's not an easy thing. So really, I just love being a part of it every year because we are like a family, and for me, it's just a huge thrill to be, you know, celebrating Christmas at Domain with all that huge crowd watching.
Now, apparently, your late grandfather played a role in not only raising you but inspiring you to sing, and that's where that voice came from.
Well, yeah, my dear grandfather, he was a terrific man, and he loved music. And he said, always used to say to me, I wish I could sing like you because, you know, I love music so much. And he always put his hand in his pocket to support me all the time. And he was a terrific man. And he also loved carols very much. And funny enough, him and I used to watch carols every year on TV on Channel 7. And he used to say to my grandmother and myself, oh, hopefully one day I get to see you up there doing that. And now it's been almost my seventh year doing carols in the Domain. So it's just amazing how life can be a circle and you never know what can happen in the future.
Just amazing. Well, Mark Vincent, I'm sure you will move everyone to tears once again with your beautiful singing on Saturday night at Carols in the Domain. It airs at 8:30 on Channel 7, but the public, of course, can go along and watch the concert for free in the Domain. Mark Vincent, thanks very much for joining us and Merry Christmas.
Thanks, guys. America. And by the way, I'll see you at the Sound of Music opening because I'm going as well tonight.
I can't wait.
I'll see you there. The heroes are alive with the Sound of Music. I'll see you then.
See you, Mark. Bye. Mate.